A lot of questions being asked today of the MacArthur River mine out near Borroloola. And it is understood that the Northern Territory government is demanding that the mine's owner, Glencore, increase its remediation bond because of these growing concerns over its management of reactive waste rock. Now, you might remember on Friday, here at the Country Hour, we brought you the story of cattle being quarantined in the Roper Gulf region with animals potentially exposed to dangerous toxins. Well, MacArthur River Mining has today confirmed that five animals were shot and tested last year on its pastoral lease, and one animal, it says, did test positive to lead contamination. But this story about cattle, it's quickly turned into a much larger discussion about the mine's future and what impact it's having on that local environment. Now, whether it was a coincidence or not, you be the judge. The story that we ran on Friday about cattle potentially being at risk of contamination, it did coincide with the final stages of a Freedom of Information request by the NT's Environmental Defenders Office. Now, it has several concerns about the MacArthur River project, not just cattle, and is calling for the mine to be shut down. Environmental lawyer David Morris from the NTEDO, he spoke to the ABC's Jane Barden a short time ago.
So the Freedom of Information request was quite broad. We were seeking documents provided to the Chief Minister in relation to environmental impacts from the MacArthur River mine. Now, that would encompass things like the culling of cattle due to possible lead contamination. It would encompass things like lack of sufficient funds to rehabilitate the mine area and other things like the leaching of heavy metals into the surrounding rivers, impacts on fish, impacts on other species and the health of the communities in the MacArthur River region. That every single point of this Freedom of Information request has been left until the latest possible hour in the legislation. So they have eked out as much time as possible at every possible chance to prevent us from getting this information in a timely manner. We're now at 4.5 months since I lodged that request, which sought briefing papers to the Chief Minister about MacArthur River Mine late last year. And today was the final day I was expecting that they were able to delay. I was expecting to have the documents in my hand today, and I don't. And I don't have them because there is, as I understand it, some influence on government that is more powerful than government actually acting in accordance with the provisions of the Northern Territory Information Act.
I mean, does it appear that the government has prevented you again getting this information?
Well, the government knows why I'm not able to get it. The government could give it to me. It's within their rights unless a complaint has been lodged by MacArthur River Mine, and I haven't been informed that MacArthur River Mine has lodged a complaint. Now, they objected to the release of this information. They're obviously worried about it. We've had stuff about cattle on Friday. We've had stuff about the rehabilitation bond this morning. What else is there that we don't know about? Why is Glencore and MacArthur River Mine being so secretive about this mine? What are the impacts on the local people and my clients in that region? It's a horrible mishandling of what should be a very, very publicly, in public view event. You know, this is a mine that potentially, I think the word catastrophic was used in the paper this morning. This is a mine that might have catastrophic impacts on the environment, and yet it's closed doors. Everything's happening behind closed doors where the public can't see what's happening. And, you know, when we're talking about trust in government, this is just such a perfect example of how to erode public trust in government.
What basically would you like the government to do now at this point?
Look, I think the mine needs to close. It just needs to shut down, and let's pause for a moment and let's take stock of all of the issues that are associated with this mine. Let's get an understanding of what the human health impacts might be. Let's get an understanding of what the environmental impacts are now and what they may be into the future and how much cost that's going to incur for both our government and for that mining company. And let's make a real assessment of whether this is still a viable economic prospect in the territory. And if it's not, let's work out what to do with it.
David Morris from the NT Environmental Defenders Office speaking there to Jane Barden. Now, in regards to the cattle around that mine, the 400-odd head of cattle which were found roaming around that mine site and have since been quarantined from markets or killed for testing, the cattle industry, the wider cattle industry, Well, it's mostly hoping that this negative story doesn't affect the trust of live export customers. Stuart Kemp is from the NT Livestock Exporters Association, and he says the Territory's live cattle trade is well known for providing a clean and green product, and he's confident that all cattle identified had been at possible risk because of the mine have not been allowed anywhere near the supply chain.
It was explained to me that when the issue was identified, DPIF immediately quarantined the area. They put a special electronic or RFID tag in those animals so that if they did find their way off the property, they could be identified and red flagged. And as far as I know, that's worked well.
I mean, as far as you know, how long have the cattle from MacArthur River Station not basically been going into the export chain? Because obviously we first reported on this whole smoke plume issue last July. It's quite a long time since these issues and the water issues have been known about.
Well, as soon as they were identified as being at risk, they've been restricted from the market. Or not restricted, they've had no access at all to the market, either domestic or export.
And I mean, how long has that been? I mean, do you know how long the problem's been known about?
Well, I believe it was reported middle of last year, which would coincide with what you've said, that the area was then isolated, animals were mustered, those that couldn't be mustered were destroyed, and animals that were, you know, deemed to be at the highest risk were tested via autopsy. There's no live test, and that's how they found that one animal to have had levels above the threshold in offal, not in meat or blood, but in offal. And so then it was deemed every animal was considered suspect, and from there they were restricted from market.
And I mean, in terms of basically, obviously, it's really important what the market thinks as well. I mean, do you think there's any worry that the market may feel that things were hidden, basically?
Well, we're very conscious of public opinion. But again, this is handled by the DPIF in the way they thought was appropriate, and we've got no reason to question that.
Stuart Kemp from the NT Livestock Exporters Association speaking to Jane Barden from ABC News. Now, the ABC has asked the Mines Minister, Dave Tollner, for comment. Nothing through at this stage. And in a statement from MacArthur River Mines to ABC News, the company says it has always been committed to managing a safe, environmentally responsible and sustainable mining operation. It says it has an existing security bond sitting with the NT government to cover remediation and closure of the mining operation. It says it has calculated a security bond in accordance with the Department of Mines and Energy's security calculation tool on the basis of the current authorisation. Any proposed variation or significant increase in the security bond for MRM, it says, needs to be considered in line with detailed engineering and scientific designs. Now, in relation to the cattle, I think I mentioned this before, the company can confirm that 5 animals on MacArthur River Station pastoral lease were killed 12 months ago and samples taken for analysis. One of those animals tested positive. Yeah. MRM, it says, it has developed an agreed cattle management plan with the Territory Government, which sets out a range of activities to manage any livestock on the MRM mineral leases. And a large part of our cattle management plan, it says, focuses on fencing in and around areas near the mining operation and sites of cultural significance to the local Indigenous community, such as Barramundi Dreaming. It says we will continue to work with the government on our cattle management plan. In addition to this, mustering is conducted on a regular basis to remove cattle from the site. That's just a part of what is quite a large statement from MacArthur River Mines, which I'm sure will be put up online quite soon. There'll be more throughout the afternoon, care of ABC News, and make sure you have an eye on the television tonight at 7 o'clock.